Slide 20. With more and more healthcare providers moving away from paper-based to adoption of an electronic medical record with the ultimate goal of implementing an electronic health record, it stands to reason a question one might ask is, why aren't we there yet? To answer that question, the perspectives of healthcare providers and the public regarding acceptance of or issues with an EHR will be explored. First, from the standpoint of the provider, EHR acceptance is on the rise throughout the healthcare community, as more and more research supports that the benefits far outweigh the costs. Regarding costs to implement, monetary incentives have been put in place by the federal government to stimulate EHR adoption. Momentum for widespread adoption and implementation has picked up since the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, or ARRA, was signed into law February 2009. ARRA provides many different stimulus opportunities, one of which is $19.2 billion for health IT. The Health Information Technology for Economic and Clinical Health, often referred to as high tech, is a provision of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. The funding is expected to assist providers and states in adopting and utilizing health IT in order to achieve widespread adoption of health IT and enable electronic exchange of health information. Providers have also begun to accept EHRs since the establishment of the Certification Commission for Health Information Technology, or CCHIT. CCHIT has been certifying electronic health records, EHRs, since 2006. With certification, a certain comfort level exists that the EHR purchased and implemented will have longevity and meet specific requirements. Additional certifying organizations are expected to be named by the Office of the National Coordinator. Additional information on governmental regulation of EHRs, such as meaningful use of interoperable health information technology and a qualified EHR, are discussed in Lecture 2.